Lawmakers from Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota gathered this morning at Western Iowa Tech Community College for the Tri-State Legislative Forum. Child care and workforce retention were on the minds of many state and local leaders. Iowa is often referred to as a child care desert. Lack of child care can be a deal breaker for those who want to take a job in Siouxland. Sioux City State Democratic Representative Chris Hall said the challenge of child care will require a number of different approaches. He says subsidies and tax credits are part of the answer, but there will always be limited resources available.
It's something that, frankly, we could have already tackled and addressed in a significant form if the bank had not been given away to the top 2% of income earners 2 years ago. Tax cuts continue to rob the state from ability to plan, to invest, and to make some really foundational decisions that will help the state be prosperous in the coming decade.
Sioux City Republican State Representative Jacob Bossman said the House could expand the child care tax credit, which stands at an income level of $45,000 a year, and make it up to $90,000. He said that would match up with what we think of as middle class today. This morning's forum was organized by the Siouxland Interstate Metropolitan Planning Council. Several candidates for president are taking part today in the Local America Presidential Forum in Waterloo, and that's this afternoon. Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott is joining other mayors from across the country to ask the candidates about their agenda at the nonpartisan event. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.